There comes a moment, sometimes quiet, sometimes loud, when life whispers or shouts, it's your turn. Your turn to speak up, your turn to lead, your turn to stand tall when everything in you wants to shrink. That moment is what we call rising to the occasion. And here's the thing, it doesn't wait until you're ready. It meets you in the unknown, in the pressure, in the doubt, and the real magic. It's not about having it all figured out. It's about choosing to show up anyway. Today, we are diving deep into what it really means to rise to the occasion and why your next big moment might already be knocking. Hi, how are you doing? Welcome to another amazing episode of The Unspoken Podcast. My good name is Awino Awiti, the host of this podcast, and this is episode 118. Let's get it. So, rising to the occasion, what does it really mean though? To rise to the occasion isn't about being fearless. It's about choosing courage even when the fear is present. It's stepping forward when retreating feels safer. It's taking responsibility, leading with intention, or simply showing up when it would have been easier to stay in bed. Oh my God, that is so much easier said than done. So remember, I don't know, the last episode, guys, I told you how when life comes at you first, it comes once. So life is coming at me first, as in I am dealing with a lot right now. I was literally on the verge of breaking down before I even recorded this episode. Like, life is coming at me fast. Things are happening really fast. And all those things actually need my attention. They're things I need to attend to. Me, one person. I'm just a girl. Please. Shukisha, man. I'm just a girl. Like, oh my gosh. Like, have you ever felt like you... It's good to have dreams. Yes, I have dreams. I have big dreams. I want to take over the world. The world is my oyster. But then the real work begins when now it's time to chase those dreams. Now it's time to get to work. Or the things you need to do, you can cry. You can literally lose your mind. So I'm dealing with a lot. That's why even this, what's happening in my life, it has really inspired this episode, because these things are things I've wanted. These things are things that I've wanted to venture in, and now they're here in my lap. They have landed. I have the opportunity in my hands. But then the question is, am I going to rise to the occasion? Because I am so scared. These things that are happening, these things that I need to do, they literally require a different version of me. And I even saw that. I saw a tweet yesterday. Someone said that make big dreams, like have big dreams that require a different version of you to achieve them. Like they require you to get out of your comfort zone for real. They require you to be, oh my gosh, I'm so scared. They're so scary. So let me give you a story. I think I can tell you because it's already happening. I don't know why I'm pretending to be mysterious. But yeah, let me give you a backstory. Someone's wondering, okay, what is this girl ranting about? So, I got a film scholarship. Yay! So yeah, it is actually something I've always wanted to do it. Actually, when I wanted to be an actress when I was a young kid, when I went to study theater in university, that when I did my degree in theater, I always wanted to be in the film industry, be an actor, just be like, before I even joined the creative industry, I've always wanted to be in the film industry. I've always wanted to be an actress. So I recently applied for a certain scholarship. This organization, they're offering scholarships. They're training people to be filmmakers. Yeah. So I applied for the scholarship, and apparently I got it. I was like, when I was applying, my energy was like my hopes were like at -1, -0, because I was like, okay, I don't know if I'm gonna be chosen to get into this, but apparently I was chosen, and I went for my interview. We are shortlisted, and then even we have already done orientation, we're done with everything, and even the program, the classes, the classes are starting today, and I'm just tired already. And I know, please take it easy, because I didn't. It's good to. It's good. That's when it's hitting me hard right now that, okay, it's good. We all have dreams. We all have dreams. We all have wishes. We all have goals we want to achieve. But then, the real truth, the real moment, the real issue comes in now. And now it's time for you to rise to the occasion. It's time for you to go out there and chase the bag. We all want the bag, but you're chasing that bag. We never talk about how hectic it is to chase our dreams, how tiring, how scary. So the classes, I got into film school now, so I got a film scholarship. I'm so happy about it. Also, I got into Podcasting Academy. All these details, but they are on my vlog. I'm uploading my vlog today. So I got into a podcasting academy, and all these things are happening at the same time. That's what I was saying. Like, when life comes at you fast, it does. So these are things I applied for, like, because of this podcast academy. I applied for it, like, I don't know, months ago, and I even gave up hope. I was like, okay, maybe they chose people, and I wasn't among the people who are chosen. But then I received the email a few days ago, so I'm just about to, I have to sign the contract, send it in, and then voila, it's time to go. And it's an intense program. Both of these programs are so intense, and the good thing is just that they're things that I love, man. There are things that I love. I'll do anything to grow my brand, to grow my podcast. There are things that I love. So I have no option. Like, sinabudi, I have to rise to the occasion. So they're happening at the same time. So that's why I'm so low right now. I was overwhelmed. I was literally on the verge of just crying. I was overwhelmed because I still have my work. I still have my job, which is also, work is stressing me out. I think that is the main thing, even that. That's the main thing that is causing me to, like, have a break, like, feel like breaking down, because my work now is hectic, and then it's slow. Work is hectic and slow at the same time, and then it's just boring, man. I just, like, everything is just boring. I was like, what? So all these things are happening at the same time. I'm just one person. I need to do that, and then I'm so to. The classes are starting actually today. I'm recording this at my weird hours. It's currently 3:48 a.m., 5th May. The film school classes are starting today. And I'm just feeling like, so now I'm back to being a student. You know, I since when I graduated back in 2022, I was like, oh, deuces, man, I'm done, man. I didn't ever think that I would ever come back. Like, my journey, my passion, the things I loved, my dreams would lead me to this moment. Like, I would have to go back to school. Yeah, it's hard. So I'm here. I'm here. Like, I'm just overwhelmed. I'm like, do I really want to do this? But then I'm asking myself, if I don't rise to the occasion, if I let this opportunity pass me by, that's gonna be like the hugest mistake of my life. It's gonna be the biggest me regret. I'm gonna regret it. I know it. I know that for sure. I'm gonna regret it. So that's why today we're talking about rising to the occasion. Those dreams you have, the things you wanna do. What if the moment presents itself? Are you ready for it, man? Because we're always talking about, yeah, let's chase our dreams. Let's go out there. Yeah. The world is our oyster. Let's go, let's go. But when the opportunity comes, the question is, are you ready? Are you gonna rise to the occasion? Are you gonna have what it takes? Or am I gonna give up along the way? And one of the things I'm really scared about is starting this journey and then giving up along the way. Oh no, that can't be me. I can't. So yeah. I wanted to share that, and I feel like I have no option, man. Sasa nitafanya nini? Sina ntadu. Like, sasa ntadu. Sina option. I was even reading somewhere. Let me see. Like, hey, these days, social media algorithm is so crazy. Like, whatever it is you have in your mind, that's what your algorithm will show. There's a tweet I saw somewhere. Let me read it for you. I actually related. It said, someone tweeted, a few years baking under the sun have taught me one thing. Life doesn't care how smart you are. It hands out prizes to the ones who actually show up and do stuff, not the ones busy overthinking in the shower. If you don't act, utateseka na hiyo intelligence yako ushanga. If you don't act, if you don't stand up and rise to the occasion, you will suffer as much as you're smart. But if you don't stand up and act, you will suffer. So that really got me thinking, because if I don't rise to this occasion, if I don't do this thing, I'm just be having these dreams, and I have this opportunity. God has already presented the opportunity to me. Now it's upon me, like everything is on me. So rising to the occasion basically is just facing challenges with courage and commitment. And that's where the problem is, because I'm so scared. I was even saying the other day on my podcast, on my vlog, how I'm in a phase of my life where I feel like my life is about to change. I don't know how, but I just feel like my life, like I'm in a transformation right now. That's what I'm saying. I feel like my life is about to, like, make a big change. And the place my life is heading, the place I want to be, the things I want to do, they require a totally different version of me. They require me to be someone different. And I'm like, I'm so scared, you guys. And I'm so stressed out. I was even writing on my journal today. Nothing is exciting me. I'm still stressed out. Fuck everything. I was all over the place. My emotions are all over the place. I am overwhelmed, literally. But rising to the occasion basically is showing up even when you're scared, honestly. So rising to the occasion, showing up even when you're scared, uncertain or under pressure, exactly what I'm going through, because I am scared and then I am uncertain. I'm like, okay, yeah, I got into I used to want to join the film industry. Now I have this opportunity to go to film school, and then I'm now uncertain. I'm now asking myself, okay, is this the path I'm supposed to? Is this really what I want? Now I'm doubting. I'm looking for reasons to back down, which is so bad. I feel like I'm not the only one who goes through something like this. You always wanted to do something, then you have the opportunity, and then now you want to talk yourself out of that opportunity. Shindwe pepo mbaya, shindwe riswa. Do not let that thing convince you. So it's time for us to rise to the occasion. So rising to the occasion means showing up fully, even when you're scared, when you're uncertain, or when you're under pressure. Because I'm under pressure. Like I was saying, my life is coming at me fast. Like, I have classes tomorrow now. Today, actually, they're starting today, and then I also have to shoot. I am supposed to be on set for content. I'm helping a friend shoot content, and he just texted me, I think on Saturday, so I have to go out there and shoot content and then go to classes, and then I have to still work, and I have to do all those things, because if I don't, it's only me. There's no other Awiti out there. It's just me. So I have to do them. So rising to the occasion means showing up fully, even when you're scared and starting to run under pressure. And that's what I am currently trying to talk myself into. And then rising to the occasion will be when opportunities rise, when you get opportunities, how are you going to take this opportunity? Are you going to take ownership for the tasks you have? Are you going to also taking ownership for your mistakes? That is rising to the occasion. And then having this mentality, like shifting your mindset, like I am capable, instead of saying I'm not ready. Because I was saying today, like, man, I'm not ready for this. I'm not ready. I'm already mentally fatigued. Just the thought of how crazy my schedule is about to be, I'm just like so fatigued. I'm just so tired. I'm just like, do I have to do this? But then if I stay and sleep and just be in my comfort zone, those dreams are only just gonna be in my head. So rising to the occasion also means you have to shift your mindset from saying I'm not ready to saying I'm capable. It's about you showing up. It's about having, like, progressing in life over choosing perfection. It's about turning your fear into fuel. Clock that. It's about turning your fear into fuel. Because, oh my gosh, guys, you don't know how I'm so scared. The last time I was this scared, when was that? I don't know. The last time I was this scared, I think, was when I was doing the project where I was supposed to go back to my former high school, Kisumu Girls, back in 2023. That was the last time I felt this adrenaline rush. That was the last time I felt this scared to do something. That's how I'm feeling right now. So I'm having this internal battle with myself. I'm scared about the outcome. Will I succeed? Will I fail? What's going to happen? Like, what's on the other side? But as they say, success is on the other side of fear. So me, I'm always telling you guys, before I was even recording this episode, I was saying, okay, I'm always giving you guys words of encouragement. Today, I need someone to encourage me, please. I need someone else to encourage me. I'm tired of encouraging people myself. I need someone to encourage me because I am about to lose my mind. I am about to lose my mind because I don't know what to expect, how to prepare myself for such moments. But again, have you ever had someone say like luck favors the prepared. Luck favors the prepared. When preparation meets opportunity, that's when success happens. So I'm looking at this situation, all these opportunities, like they're preparing me for something bigger. I feel like they're preparing me for something bigger, right? I hope I come back later. This course, but I'll be in school for like 3 months. Will I manage? I hope I finish it. If there's one thing I hate, is starting something and then leaving it without finishing, like giving up along the way. That is like, oh, that is the worst mistake. That is something I can't afford to do to myself. That is, if I ever do something like that, I will regret that thing for the rest of my life. I'd rather I not start at all than start and give up along the way, honestly. That's always my mindset. I'd rather not start at all than give up along the way. That's even worse. You've tested Canaan. You're about to reach Canaan, but then you turned like Lot's wife. You turned and turned to salt. You didn't make it to Canaan. So yeah, I'm just gathering all my strength, gathering all the confidence, trying to just encourage myself that I need to, this opportunity, like, it's preparing me for something bigger. It's preparing me for my future. This is what I'm meant to be doing. It's preparing me for my future. It's preparing me for bigger opportunities. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. I just wanted to remind you guys. I don't know if you have ever felt like this, but I guess you have. One thing I realize nowadays is it's that we are living the same life, literally, human beings. It could be a different story, different theme, but we are all just living the same life. The things you go through, the things I go through, a lot of people out there, they go through the same things. So I just have to make it a point to just share my perspective, share my POV, and share my journey. So waiting for the right time can't hold you back. You have these things you want to do, the dreams you want to chase, but then you want to wait for the right time. No, I'll wait until I get what. Waiting for the right time can hold you back. I'm a fearing judgment or fear of failure. Also that fear of failure. Like, I was also scared of failing, by the way, when I got into this program. I'm like, okay, because it's like an intense program, guys. I'm not capping, honestly. It's like, that's why I'm scared. It's like an intense program. It's like full school. It's film school, but it's school where there'll be cuts. Imagine, the last time I sat down for a cut was 3 years ago, back in uni, man. I'm back to that life. So there's like cuts, there's like practical exams, there's like, and then end of semester, and there's also grading, there's like certificates, there's like graduation, like it's proper film school. I wasn't prepared for this. Like, you all did warn me. So those are like, it's such an intense program, and then I'm like, I'm so scared of failure. If there's one thing I'm always scared about, is failure, like doing something and then failing. Oh, I can never live with myself, but it's also part of life. But I can't let that fear hold me back. So if you're listening to this and something you're doing and you're scared of rising to the occasion, like moi, check this as a sign. It's just rise up to the occasion. Just how to do. Ask yourself, so how to do. That's the question I've been asking myself ever since. Like, so how to do. Nisipoenda. Ndadu. Like, sina option. There's no other me who is going to be there. It's only if I'm not there, I'm not there. There's no other me. So don't be scared of failure. Don't be scared of judgment, in don't be, even imposter syndrome, don't let imposter syndrome hold you back. Rise to the freaking occasion, man. This is your time. I'm like, this is my time. This opportunity couldn't have come at this opportunity is actually. Did I tell you guys I'm working with another brand on YouTube? On is it on Instagram? Yeah, though actually they sent me the details. I told you. Yeah, I think I told you on the other episode. Yeah, so all these things are happening at the same time, guys. And they require my creative mind, so I have to do a lot of things at the same time. That's why I'm just overwhelmed, and then I'm just like, why am I doing this? I keep second guessing myself, I keep doubting myself. But then the question is, I need to rise to the occasion. So there's power in showing up. There's power in rising to the occasion. And everyone, our moment is waiting for us. It's upon you. It's upon us to rise to the occasion. Your moment is right there waiting for you. It's not about being perfect, but being present. Your moment is there. Take the opportunity. Take the opportunity that you have in hand. Rise to the occasion. And don't do it scared. Like, yeah, do it scared. Don't let fear hold you back. Do it scared, because I'm talking like I'm just telling you guys, but this is like me just advising myself, man. This is me talking to myself, like, man, don't let fear hold you back. There's power in showing up. And the tweet I've read to you, like, God rewards those people who go out there and do things. God rewards those people who go out there and show up. Like my friend the other day was telling me, you can't chase something, you can't do something wholeheartedly, you can't give your heart to do something wholeheartedly and then not be rewarded. That can't happen. You have to be rewarded. Your reward is waiting for you. It's just upon you to rise to the occasion. Okay. Yes. Hope you learned something from this episode. I don't know if it was more of a rant or more of me just sharing my POV, but I hope you've learned something from me. And yeah, let's get it, man. Let's get it. Let's chase this bug, man. The bug must be chased. By all means, the bug must be chased. Okay, guys, I'll have to love and leave you over here. I hope you've learned something. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And also, connect with me on my YouTube vlog is dropping. I just finished editing the vlog, actually. Before I recorded this episode, I finished editing the vlog. I want to edit this episode and then upload the vlog for you guys. So by 9 a.m. tomorrow, you'll have a very, very nice vlog. Like, my vlogs are so comforting. Myself, I enjoy my content so much, especially my vlogs. Oh, they're so nice. I can watch and rewatch and rewatch. So yeah, check out my YouTube, Unspoken Podcast KE. And then Instagram, Awino Awiti. I'll be dropping the content with Busha. I'm working with them. It's a cryptocurrency brand. If you've ever wanted to learn about crypto, I'm starting this journey with you guys. I know a lot of things about crypto. I don't think I share that enough, but I started engaging with crypto a long time ago. During that COVID time, I learned a lot about crypto. So I actually know a lot. So I think this collaboration was aligned. It's just alignment. So yeah, I'm going to share with you on my Instagram how to buy your first crypto with this new app and everything. I'll take you guys on your journey. So if you've ever wanted to do something like that, check out my IG, check out my TikTok, okay? Wish me luck, man. Guys, wish me luck as I go back to school. I never in my 1,000 years, never would I have thought that there was a day I'll sit here and say that I'm going back to school. But the best thing about this is that it's something I love. It's more, as long as there's no mathematics, there's no sciences, biology, chemistry, I'm good. I'll survive. I think I'll survive. So wish me luck as I go to film school, as I work on my podcast projects. Just support me while you can and interact with my content. And I also wish you luck. This is your sign, man. If you're listening to this, this is your sign to rise to the occasion. I'll see you on the next episode. Adios.